Terry for breakfast catch up.
On Monday, it was Queen's birthday in most states of Australia, and there were some honours that were presented to people that have done some great things in our community and various causes over the years. Very happy to announce that one of our locals, Peter Aspinall, who's done tremendous work with the RSL, was honoured on Monday, and he joins us on the line now. Peter, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Peter, you're the member of the Order of Australia, so the initials there are AM.
Yes, that's correct.
And Peter, you've been serving as the president for a number of years now, haven't you?
Well, I've been president of, or the state president of the RSL since the middle of 2016. But prior to that, I had been the president of the Albany sub-branch from 2010 through to 2015.
A fantastic honour to be presented as a member of the Order of Australia. Now, Peter, it's been a big year for you because not only have you received an honour for Queen's birthday, you were also a baton bearer earlier this year when the relay came through Albany.
Yes, that's correct. That was, first of all, quite a surprise, but then it was also a great honour to be invited to be a baton bearer. And made it even more special for me was the fact that it was the number one baton bearer in Western Australia.
Fantastic honour there, and it was a great ceremony this year as it made its way through Albany in Denmark for the Commonwealth Games. Peter, you've been an instrumental part of commemorations over the past few years. Of course, back in 2014, all eyes were on Albany as we commemorated 100 years since troops left us in 1914.
Yes, that's correct. The weekend in, as you say, November of 2014 was a very, very special event, and it actually commenced here. The planning for it, going back to around about 2009-2010, and I've got to pay a great deal of respect to Brigadier retired Jeff Hand, who we had as a consultant to a group of RSL here in Albany, and he was the one that was really instrumental in creating the idea of a very special event. That is the reenactment of the departure of the convoy, and also thought up the idea of having what we then called, back then, an Anzac Interpretive Centre, which now, of course, we know as the National Anzac Centre.
And it's just such a great treasure, a great national treasure to have here in our own backyard. People are coming to Albany. It's a must-see attraction, isn't it, to pay respects to those who gave the ultimate sacrifice?
It is, Terry, and just to give you an idea, a couple of weeks ago I was in Launceston, and it was interesting to see the number or respond to a number of the people there that I met who had heard, not only heard about the National Anzac Centre in Albany, but wanted to visit. And I know that through other friends of mine in the eastern states, it is a well-known attraction. And certainly, if you think of it in the broader sense, it's a magnificent showcase for Albany. And the fact that they are making that association between the National Anzac Centre and the fact that it's here in Albany in Western Australia is just a fantastic opportunity for us.
I'm down here at the Active Foundation in Albany, and we're launching the City to Serve for 2018. It's going to be at Middleton Beach on the 22nd of July. And having a chat now with Grants and Sponsorship Manager at the Chevron City to Serve for Active, I've got Dash with us. Dash, this is your first time being involved with the event.
Yeah, Terry, it's super excited. Can't wait to get going. Like you said, 22nd. So, yeah, revving up the crew and all the community and the schools. They were super excited about the event. So, yeah, can't wait.
And one part of the City to Serve for Active each year is, as it goes around the state, you've got the All-Stars, and we've got a representative from Albany.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely amazing. She's been actually out on the track. Christy is her name. She's, I was having a chat to her mom this morning, and she's been out on the track timing herself. And so she should be quite a good competitor out on the track to give Damien a bit of a go.
She's pretty keen. Then we were over a month away, and we're only starting to get the registrations in now.
Oh, yeah. She's been at it every morning, hitting the foot payments and really, really keen. I mean, I find it really hard getting up in the mornings, and she's already out there.
Damien, you speak of Damien Martin. He's come back on as an ambassador this year and been a big supporter of the event over the years.
Yeah, Damien has been a godsend to us, an amazing ambassador. Loves the event, loves the individuals. Last year, Damien literally had one of our all-star athletes holding on to him for the entire series, and not once did he complain, or he had a grin all the way through. He just brought a grin to everyone on the event. So amazing ambassador, and we couldn't ask of him any more than he's always given us.
And the beauty of the event, the City to Surf, is that, you know, you go to Karratha, Geraldton, Busselton, Alberta, you go through some beautiful areas of the state. It's a good holiday, isn't it?
Oh, look, I'm definitely enjoying it. I'm reconnecting some of the places that I used to visit as a child. Amazing. We are one of the luckiest places on earth to have some of the most beautiful beaches, amazing communities. And I think this event, this series, actually gets everyone the opportunity to remind everyone, you know, how amazing Western Australia is and these regions. Getting up this morning at 7, like I said, seeing the sun rise over the ocean,
yeah,
which is unique for Western Australia, but where we were at Middleton Beach is an amazing view.
Once again, having a chat with life coach Sally Thibault. And Sally, this week we want to talk about reclaiming purpose and vision in life. That's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Terry. I think it's really important, and especially when the world seems to be, you know, in a whole deal of stress at the moment. For all of us, it's staying focused on our own vision and our own purpose in life that actually inspires you to keep going, gives you the energy. We can sometimes get too caught up in what other people are doing and what other people are thinking. But when you are very focused on your own vision, it just helps you get through those rough moments.
And in life, the reality is that people are always going to try and bring you down. If you're doing something, if you're standing out from the pack, people will have a way of trimming the branches.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And then, you know, to me, I love that quote. There's a wonderful Theodore Roosevelt quote where he talks about, you know, the only people that really have a right to criticize you are those who are in the same ring as you, feeling dusty and dirty and a bit beaten up like you are. If anybody else is criticizing you, then really, you know, you shouldn't really pay attention. But the trouble with social media in particular is that we get caught up in those comments by others.
We're hearing stories of people that, you know, they're giving 100% to their job, they're giving 100% to their family, but then they put themselves third, which is a little concerning, and it has some serious ramifications down the track, both emotionally and physically.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't be there for other people if you don't put yourself first. So your health is number one important, and your mental health too is number one important. So it's being able to take time for yourself to really ensure that your energy banks are being filled up all the time in order for you to be there for everybody else. And that's especially true, especially in the winter months. I think that if you're starting to feel a bit tired, a bit run down, a bit, you know, not well, is to take some time out to look after yourself.
And Sally, you got a very big event coming up.
Yeah, we do. On the Gold Coast, the June 30th and July 1st, we're helping people really find their purpose in life, what it is they truly want to do, and how to implement it daily.
And Sally, if people can't make it to the Gold Coast shortly, you also do a weekly Facebook session.
Yep, we have a Facebook Live every Saturday morning, a little early for those in Perth, because it's 7:30 a.m. Queensland time, but it does sit on my Facebook page at facebook.com/SallyThibault, T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T, for the rest of the week, and people can watch it there.
Excellent, you can watch it in your own time. Saturday mornings, that used to be dominated by cartoons and video clips. we've grown up, Sally.
We have grown up, haven't we?
But no, it's a fantastic project that you're doing, and good luck with it all as we help people reclaim purpose and vision in their life. Sally Thibault, life coach, joining us every week. Thank you so much again.
Thanks, Terry.
Trent Geddes with us from techwrap.net. Trent, PSafe Security has released the top scams its Android user base has fallen for during the first quarter of 2018. What have we got ourselves into here?
Yeah, PSafe Security, they basically make antivirus-style products, and one of their devices is the Android platform. And they've sort of compiled this list from, you know, positive and false positive results from these antiviral, you know, features while people have been using their devices surfing the internet. And out of the list of things they've managed to catch on, apparently we're falling from this for the same old things in some degree. One of those is, of course, the fake giveaways that pop up on websites from time to time. The fake virus alerts, that's one we shouldn't fall for, given the fact that, you know, most of us have an antivirus program installed on our computer, and we should be well aware of the program that we're actually using. And the last one, adult dating websites. Ooh. Websites that aren't quite as true as we thought they were, but we're lured into them for some reason or another.
The frustrating thing about those dating websites is people, despite the repeated warnings, still fall for those sites, especially when lots of money is at stake. People sending funds overseas to Western Union and then getting themselves into all sorts of trouble.
Yes, and you can if you don't watch yourself. And, you know, quite often online, when you think it's, you know, a bit too good to be true, it probably is in most cases. And, you know, if you're ever questioning the level of decency of a website, or, you know, the validity of a website, you can usually just go online to Google and Google details about the website and find out whether other people have pointed it out for the scam it could be.
Sounds of Albany.
Rustler's Steakhouse, now open for lunch and dinner. Stirling Terrace, Albany.
Yeah, jackpot today is at $4,500. So you need to tell us what our sound is and where you can find it. It's something that's been recorded in Albany in the South Coast. Graham's on the line, wants to have a go.
How are you, Terry?
Yeah, good. What do you reckon our sound of Albany is?
I reckon it's putting a trophy or an award down on a table or a shelf.
Putting a trophy or an award down on a shelf or a table, was it?
Yep.
You can do that at both ALAC and you can do it at the Entertainment Centre, can't you?
You can.
And you can do it at the museum.
You could.
Unfortunately, that's not it. Sorry, you. Graham. Kate's on the line, 13-27-10. What do you reckon, Kate?
Hi, is it unlocking the trophy cabinet at the Leisure Centre?
Unlocking the trophy cabinet at the Albany Leisure and Aquatic Centre. Unfortunately, it's not.
Oh.
Sorry, Kate. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lisa's with us, 13-27-10. Lisa, what do you reckon?
I reckon it's a rope latch. You know, when you have a rope that stops people going through, like, the red carpet or certain areas, and you clip it.
The rope latch. Where were you using that rope latch, Lisa?
I don't know, but does that make my answer wrong or right?
Tell us where you're using it, though. Where are we using the rope latch?
Oh, on the red carpet.
Where?
Oh, the museum? I don't know.
Using the latch on the red carpet at the museum, unfortunately. Not. It's not. Sorry, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right, see you then. Tanya, lucky last, is with us. What do you reckon, Tanya?
I reckon it's retracting a crowd control barrier down at ALAC, like retracting the belt.
Retracting the belt of a crowd control barrier.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that's not it.
Okay, don't
worry.
Sorry,
Tanya. Good on you.
Thank you.
We're back tomorrow. We're at $4,520. It is the sound of Albany, thanks to Rustlers. More than just a steakhouse, Triple M.